come out a couple words.
Hi, Hank.
Good morning. Afternoon, excuse me.
This is David Rogers, right?
That's correct.
Any kin to Mac?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
That I'm aware of, anyway.
Thanks, the Lord.
Yeah, go ahead.
David Rogers requests authorization to remove and reconstruct a 135-foot long by 5-foot wide open wide pier and a 670-square-foot platform that supports a 17.5 by 13.5-foot one-story dock house adjacent to his property along Hungers Creek in Northampton County. The proposed project will replace the existing pier, platform, dock house within the existing footprint. Kathy? Quad sheet showing the location of the project. U.S. 13, town of Eastville, 10 miles down to Church Neck, Chesapeake Bay, Hungers Creek. Again, a closer view showing Hungers Creek. Just a quick background. Vaucluse was a working farm up until about 1970 when it was subdivision. The property started up here across the peninsula, came down all the way around, and then back up to here. Since then, it's been subdivided into approximately 300 lots or thereabouts. The manor house or the farmhouse itself was right here, which was part of the subdivision, and it was cut out. There's been about three owners since the 70s that I'm aware of, and maybe more than that. Mr. and Mrs. Rogers own it now. In 1949, this aerial I found shows the dock house and pier existing. And this is an aerial showing the house and the subdivision behind it and the pier and dock house as it exists today. Another aerial. The Rogers property starts from here and continues around the shoreline to approximately here. Again, pier, dock house. Best we can figure, Mr. Rogers believes it was built somewhere right around 1940. That seems reasonable considering what I've seen on the aerial photographs. And Mr. and Mrs. Rogers would like to restore this dock house and pier to its pre-existing grandeur. Another.
How far does it date back, Hank?
The pier and dock house I can trace it back to the 40s, late 40s, and I believe it was about 1940 when it was built. And they would like to bring it back, I think, to some type of look as you see here. Basically, it's the same configuration, same size. The only thing that's not showing now is the railing around the top and the stairwell that comes down the back side. I've talked with Mr. Rogers, and he's willing to not build a stairwell and not use this area up here for anything. Of course, he'd prefer to have it that way, but it doesn't exist today. Again, these are the drawings, what exists today, and what they'd like to replace in the same footprint. Sectional view showing the height of the structure being 10 feet. Line shots. As you can see, it doesn't look anywhere near what it used to. The railing is gone. The stairwell going up the back is gone. The railing on this side of it is gone. It's old creosoted poles. They've hung in here for over 60 years, and actually even the stringers are creosoted, but the poles need to be replaced. Again, front view. And the interior, you can see it's all pine paneling in here, original windows and so forth. Okay. And I'll leave this aerial up there. A couple of the issues that we've got going here is, one, the creosoted pilings under the pier and platform have deteriorated over the years and need to be replaced. The applicant's contractors informed us that in order to replace the pilings in a practical and less expensive manner, the pier, platform, and dock house all need to be removed. Under 28.2.1203A5 of the code, the placement of an open pile private pier does not require authorization from VMRC, provided the pier does not extend beyond the established navigation line, and there is no established navigation line here, does not exceed 6 feet in width, and any L-head, T-head, platform, or protrusion does not exceed 250 square feet. That's issue one. Issue two is once a structure is completely removed from the waters of the Commonwealth, which is what the applicant is proposing to do, longstanding commission policy is that any new construction requires a new application be submitted, and that the laws and regulations that currently are in effect would then apply. The applicant's pier would not have required authorization from VMRC had the platform not exceeded the 250-square-foot exemption by 420 square feet. Reconstructing the dock house will, however, require a permit from VMRC, and that aspect is not considered water-dependent. VIMS has indicated that the environmental impacts will be minimal since it is replacement within the same footprint. The health department has indicated the applicant is in compliance, and no other state agency has raised any objections to the project, and the project is not protested. The Army Corps of Engineers has issued a nationwide permit number 3 for repair and replacement. Summary and recommendation. Even though the pier and dock house has been in existence since the 1940s, longstanding policy, commission policy, is that once a structure is completely removed from the waters of the Commonwealth, its reconstruction requires a permit, since wholesale replacement is not considered to qualify as maintenance and repair. Given that there is no grandfather provision in the law, the new project is evaluated in accordance with the laws, current laws and regulations in effect. Therefore, when evaluating the water dependency of a project, staff considers the following. Is a structure necessary, or is it necessary for the structure to be located over the water? And is it necessary that the activity associated with the structure be over the water? Both questions must be answered in the affirmative in order for a project to be considered water dependent. Using this criteria, staff has concluded that the construction of the private pier is clearly water dependent. The one-story dock house, however, fails the commission's test for water dependency and could be constructed on the upland. Therefore, staff recommends that the dock house be denied. However, in 2006, the General Assembly has amended this section of the Code 28.2.1203 so that on July 1st of this year, the platform size will increase from 250 square feet to 400 square feet. The amendment also authorizes the addition of open-sided shelter roofs and gazebo-type platforms if unprotested and allowed by local ordinance, in this case would be the county. Therefore, given the impending law change, staff recommends that the commission approve a platform not to exceed 400 square feet and the applicant be permitted to construct an open-sided shelter or gazebo-type structure since there's no opposition and the county has no ordinance prohibiting such a structure. Mr. Rogers is not here, but is represented by his agent.
All right. Any questions for Hank? All right. Is the agent present? You swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you God.
Yes, sir.
And state your full name and position.
Benjamin Mears, here for David Rogers. I'm acting as agent for him. He couldn't be here. He's out of the country right now. Mm-hmm. Plans that he had for a long time. He's very sorry that he couldn't be here. I guess we have several options. The thing is not going to fall in the water in the next few days, weeks, months, years probably. It is deteriorated. I guess we can pick away at it, maintenance and repair, until the thing is new again. Or tear it down, which is what he'd like to do, and build it back exactly like it is or like it was. I think he'd like that railing back, even though, as Hank said, he's agreed not to use the top or put the stairway up. I guess, you know, this is a person that goes through the proper channels. He doesn't just go ahead and do things and then ask for after the fact. Another strong point, I feel there are no objections by anybody. I grew up on the neighboring creek. People I've talked to, I can't find anybody old enough that remembers, you know, doesn't remember when it was there or wasn't there. the home, they've done a beautiful job of restoring that. It's been owned by people through the, you know, past few decades that have changed the home. He's changed it all back. They've done a beautiful job, and, you know, it's obvious that they just wish to restore that to what it was in the 30s, 40s, whatever. It goes back a long way. It's, you know, probably, I don't know when the law changed to the 250 square foot, but it hadn't been that long ago. I was in the marine construction business for 20 years, and I remember when it did change, but not exactly the year. There are a lot of docks, a lot larger than that. It's not what I would call excessive. It does have the structure on it. I guess I'm here to hope to appeal to your practical side and let him remove the thing and put it back as it is or as it was. I'm not looking to add anything.
Let me ask Hank or Bob a question. Does the legislation that comes effective in July, will that have any effect here?
It won't have any effect here. It has an effect on staff's recommendation. In light of the change, we authorize up to 400 square feet of an open roof shelter or gazebo type structure. It's unprotested, similar to the 700 square foot boathouse, there's no local ordinance. Staff is recommending that the commission not exempt it, but approve a permit for that type of a structure, and it's because the legislature approved it and the governor
All right. Any other comments, Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for the applicant. The dimensions of the T-head there on the pier, the platform that will support the house, are you proposing to build those back in exactly the same dimensions
exactly.
that they are now? Okay. Thank you.
And that is 670 square feet from the reading.
That's correct.
Total. What is that, Hank? Is that correct? I'm sorry.
That included underneath of the dock house. Oh, okay.
The dock has
the whole,
like two
the whole.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Platform on the end.
Mr.
And the house is how many square feet?
Around 270, I think.
230.
I did
a
quick
yesterday.
230,
okay.
640.
So that's 240. All right. Any other questions for the applicant? All right. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on this case? No one. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins and Dr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concerns that staff has raised. I mean, I think if we were to treat this as a de novo project, indeed, we would conclude that the structure itself is not water dependent and we would not approve it. However, this structure has been there for over 60 years at least. And as the applicant's agent has testified, they could effectively circumvent our policy if they wanted to by simply building a dock out to the house and then under maintenance and repair just rebuilding the house. So I don't think the state gains anything particularly by denying it. I think it would be I think it makes sense in this case to approve the project. And I would note that, you know, it's not going to be any bigger than it is now. I think we do need to restrict the size of the building and footprint of the pier to its current dimensions.
Good point. Anyone else? Mr. Chair. I'm sorry.
I was saying the same thing.
She's saying the same thing, so I'll go to you, Mr. Chair.
I just think that we have so many pieces of property that have decaying structures like this, and here we have somebody who wants to put the money into putting it back better than it was before, and I think we need to support this kind of renovation work to let people know that if they come to us that things are flexible in certain situations, that the law is not rigid, and again, this is not a wholesale endorsement of these kinds of structures new, but
different
circumstances.
All right.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, Mr. Well, Fox.
I was just agreeing with Mr. Shikia that there's a lot of history involved here, and that's meaningful to me. The man wants to restore his history, basically, the breaking down, and he wants to put it back like it was.
All right. Anyone have a motion for me? Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the structure within its given dimensions.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Dr. Jones. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mears. And the next item on the agenda is